Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Great to see you all here at this beautiful, extraordinary venue for the first ever Globe Awards night. Yeah, it's very exciting. And good on you for, you all look splendid. I've got to say, the standard of dress is extraordinary. And I'm Denise Scott, and I'm your host for this evening. Amazing. Unfortunately, Mia Friedman was busy, I do want to confess, though, that to start with, I'm not gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, or intersex. But then, what 59-year-old straight woman is intersex? No, seriously, I am so not into it. In fact, no, I am not. I am not. If I went home tonight and my partner John, my partner of 33 years, that would be weird. But if John, my partner of 33 years, so much as suggested sex, I would say, oh, for God's sake, and resume doing my Sudoku. Because that's how exciting it is in our place. And look, just on that, this is just a by-the-by story. I just want to share it with you because it just happened. I had a birthday recently, and John, as I said, we've been together 33... Can I stress that? 33 years we've been together. And no, you don't have to clap it. No. The point is, 33 years, and he gave me a book for my birthday, The Luminaries. Some of you may have read it, won the Booker Prize, fantastic. 800, a very fat book. It's a very, very fat book. It's 830 pages. And I said to John, hey, you've given me this book for my birthday. And he said, well, yes, I heard someone raving about it. And I said, well, that someone would probably have been me because I've been lying in bed beside you for the past 3 months reading it and commenting. That's absolutely word for word true what happened. Now, but as I've said, I'm not... gay, bisexual, lesbian, you know, intersex. But I have performed at the Laird. What a terrifying place. I performed there with Judith Lucy, and it was all part of the Midsummer Mooning Festival. Which was, you know, I'll never forget it. God knows I've tried. But to the evening's credit, we really did perform it. And I have to tell you that, all jokes aside, there was a performer there that night who did the most extreme. He played Peter Allen's I Still Call Australia Home on a recorder, and it actually sounded really good, which was a surprise given the recorder was up his ass at the time. I'm not making that up. And the extraordinary thing was he didn't win the talent quest. But no, this is an absolutely true story. So Judith and I, of course, were nervous about performing at the Laird. No women are allowed in there, yet alone. Anyway, so we decided that the best thing we... Oh, and by the way, we were performing there, running the auction as part of an AIDS Council fundraiser. So we thought best thing we could do was to wear our flesh-coloured leotards. You know, just to... You know, if anything's going to turn a gay man, it's that. And seeing a couple of old ladies in a flesh-coloured... Have any of you seen us performing? They're a statement, I think you'd say. It's just a simple flesh-coloured leotard, no arms, no legs, and we just draw on the pubic hair, nipples and bum crack with a texter. It's all very... And this is what Judith and I love performing in them. It covers, distracts from bad jokes. Anyway, so we're there, and we get there, right? They give us gimp masks and strap-on dildos as well. So there I am, 59 years old, in a flesh-coloured leotard with a strap-on dildo and a gimp mask. Now, the only disappointing thing was that my adult children weren't there to see their mother that night. I think they would have been so proud. But no, we... So Judith and I did the auction, you know, we got the auction going. And one of the things they auctioned was a blow-up couch, a three-seater blow-up inflatable couch in jungle camouflage green, which begs the question, in what war? Now, the extraordinary thing for us, anyway, for us straight ladies, was that the couch came with three attachable or detached, whatever, dildos. And, you know, I think IKEA should check it out. But actually, so Judith and I, now I have to say, this is true too, the bidding was slow on the couch. I was surprised about that. I thought everybody would want one in their, you know, spare room. But no, the bidding was slow. So Judith Lucy, bless her, got the bidding going. And she started it. And she won it. So needless to say, we've had some great nights at Judith's place lately. And this is the other, I love stories that have an ending. I can't make stuff up. So all this absolutely happened. So about a week after doing the gig at the Laird, I went to my local shop, Soracus Brothers in Thornbury. And I thought there would have been a whoop. But anyway, Soracus Brothers. I went to the Lebanese health store there. And the Lebanese man and his wife, this Lebanese man, straight, and his wife run the shop. So you can imagine when he said to me, I heard you were performing at the Laird last week, I was surprised. I was like, whoa. And I said, so you know about the Laird? And he said, yes, I keep them supplied in nuts. And I know he did not see the joke. But anyway, he really didn't. That was the marvellous thing about it. So we're in for a great night. I know the nominations are all just fantastic and spectacular, and you should all be so proud. And I'd like to welcome some special guests. We've got the judges. Do you all know who the judges are? Or do you know who you should be sucking up? Well, it's too late now anyway. But we have Emma Page Campbell, the Lady Mayoress. And her husband, the Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle. No political jokes today. No, not using the word pornography. And Farah Thomason, who is the State Political Editor for The Age. Welcome, Farah. And we do have apologies from the third judge, the Honourable Michael Kirby, who was at a human rights conference in Hong Kong.
Yeah, right.
No, he is. Good. So, but now it is my great pleasure. We're going to have a little speech now. After that, we're having main course, and then we'll get on with the awards. And it is my great pleasure now to introduce to you the Presidente. I don't think you have to kneel or anything like that, but the president of the Globe Committee, Mr. David McAuliffe. McAuliffe, do you say McAuliffe, McAuliffe? McAuliffe or McAuliffe? McAuliffe. You're McAuliffe. McAuliffe. Dave. All right. The president, David McAuliffe.
Thank you so much, Denise. And I will warn whoever wins the awards, that last step is a doozy. I've tripped up. This was the only time I've come on stage and have not tripped up, so be careful if you're coming up. But now I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. This is the very first Globe Community Awards, and we're wanting these awards to really become a part of the community. And thank you so much for actually supporting us and being with us here tonight. Now, when I joined Globe about 3 years ago, and one of the reasons that I joined Globe was I was losing the connection. I didn't feel like I had a connection with the gay community. Didn't have many gay friends. And so one of the reasons why I joined Globe was really to start to build a network of friends and people that I know in the gay community. And so it's really great to see that, you know, just 3 years later, I can look around the room, we're about 300 people here, and I know the majority of people in this room. And not only do I know quite a lot of people, I've made some good connections, I've met some really inspiring people, and I've made some really good friends along the way as well. And I guess this is really why we're here tonight and what we're trying to celebrate. I mean, we're really here to celebrate the community that we all, in some way, work hard to create, whether by participating as part of a group, whether as being leaders in the community, or just giving our time. It all kind of helps to build that community. You know, for many in our community, GLBTI people, their first introduction to the GLBTI community is generally online, at the bars or the clubs and sex scenes. But we all know that there is a lot more to our community than that. There's sports clubs that people can join, music clubs. There's social clubs for, you know, any type of, actually, practically everything. There's social clubs for. There's organisations that I see around the room that, you know, work hard to support our health and well-being. There's people who work behind the scenes to make sure that we can be afforded the same rights as other people in our community. And gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex people actually make a really strong contribution to both to our economy. They make a contribution to sports, to the arts, to media, and in all facets of industries. And there's actually countless numbers out there that, as we see in the room tonight, that dedicate their time to the community, and some that even don't identify as GLBTI. So really what we wanted to do with tonight was to give a night to the community to actually stand back and be proud of the work that's been achieved in the GLBTR community, be proud of the achievements that have happened. So when we look at, when we go through the finalists and the winners tonight, I do want you to do think about the work that they've done, and not just the people and who's won and who's lost, but think about the work that's been done and the impact that that has had on the community. But before we go on and start the awards, the award presentations, I do have to say a few thank yous. First of all, I do want to thank everyone who made the nomination. I know there's a few of you in the room. Yes. When we created the awards, we wanted to leave the nominations as really open, so anyone in the community can nominate anyone. And we know that nominations take time. And it does take a little bit of courage to actually recognise that there's other people in your organisation, in your groups, that are doing good work. So actually taking the time to recognise someone should be rewarded as well. I do want to thank our nominees and finalists. I'm amazed at the work that's been done in the community. And some of you would have seen, I do encourage everyone to just pop onto the awards websites and see the stories that we have of some of the finalists. Just some of the work that's been done is amazing. I also want to say a special thank you to our judges, Emma Page Campbell, Lady Mayoress of Melbourne. And Farah Thomason from The Sunday Age. Thank you. Both Emma and Farah went through all of our nominations scored them, deliberated on who should be the finalists and the winners, and gave up quite a lot of their time. I also want to do say a thank you to Justice Michael Kirby, who, even though you can't be here tonight, his role in the process was actually, he went through all of the nominations, reviewed all of the scores from Emma and Farah, and then ended up doing a review of the scores and really ticking off who the finalists and award winners were. So he spent quite a bit of time, albeit he did it while he was overseas, but he did spend quite a bit of time. And one of the things that he did want to say, he did send his apologies, but he did mention that he was quite impressed by the calibre of the people that he saw in the nominations and the work that they'd done. So well done to you all. And I do also want to recognise the Right Honourable Lord Mayor of Melbourne for joining us tonight. It's not... Although today he is a plus one. Yeah. I also want to do a thank you to our sponsors. Most of us do know that without sponsors and without some of the financial contributions and the non-financial contributions that they give us, some of the things that we do in the community just wouldn't happen. So I do want to say a big thank you to Melbourne Community Voice for coming, really getting behind the awards and supporting us and doing a lot of promotion for us as well. And to Joy 94.9 for always being amazing in promoting us as well. Now, you may have seen the amazing artwork out the front as you came in. That was from the Cullen, who have supported Globe for a couple of years now and are sponsoring our Artist of the Year Award. So thank you to them for being a sponsor. And the AFL, who, apart from doing a lot this year around addressing homophobia in the sport, also came on board with these awards to sponsor our Community Sports Award. So thank you. Yeah. And also a special thank you to Lander and Rogers, who have been great partners of ours over the last couple of years. And thank you, Judy Lee. And and it's been great having them along as kind of trusted partners and advisors as well. And also our bronze sponsors. Grant Maynard Designs, who did all of the designs around the awards, he did amazing work for us. To RMIT University, Perpetual Trustees, and Mercedes-Benz Berwick. I also want to thank Design Awards, who did our amazing award trophies, which you will see soon, and to Botanics of Melbourne, who did the amazing flower arrangements on your table that you are allowed to steal at the end of the night. And lastly, I do want to say a big thank you to our subcommittee. I came up with this idea about 4 months ago, this crazy idea. I took to the committee, and quite a few people got behind it and helped me make it happen. So thank you to Jason Williams, my vice president, who has been amazing. To Michaela Smith-Chandler, who is running around somewhere in the back making sure everything is working. She's our straight ally on the subcommittee. Thank you. And to Damien O'Meara, Natasha Norton, Natalie Truong and Matthew Dale for being so supportive. And also the Globe Committee and our volunteers as well, just for being, well, supporting us and letting me pay for this. So that's going to be it. For me, I do want everyone to enjoy their night. I do want to also let you know that we have a silent auction on the right-hand side of the room. So do go and check that out. All of the money goes to the Globe Community Grants, which some of you in the room have received. There's some great prizes there. So go and check it out and bid on a few things. So thank you.
Hello again. If we could all take our seats. It's time for the awards, which is very exciting. I'm actually very disappointed this lectern is see-through. Because, you know, usually you can stand behind them and hold your, you know, you don't have to hold your stomach in. You know what I'm saying? So very disappointed in the lectern. But apart from that, very happy. So we all seated, ready to go for our first award. It's very exciting. I love an awards night. David asked me to thank a sponsor, Epic Video and Photography, who are here snapping photos tonight. So good on them. How brilliant that all these people do such great work. Now, okay, I won't crap on anymore. I will just get on with you. It's very exciting.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.